For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Wisconsin state Republicans have found reason to disagree with President Trump's call for a delay in the November election. Trump's viral tweet claimed the election would be the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history, despite no evidence to support the claim against mail-in voting. U.S. Rep. Jim Sensenbrenner was told about the tweet and said, quote, "the election should not be delayed," end quote, and cited the 20th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which sets the terms of both the president and vice president to end on January 20th. Scott Fitzgerald and Robin Voss also disagreed with Trump, with Voss tweeting the Wisconsin GOP was right not to follow Governor Evers' request for a delay in April's pandemic primary, and it won't delay the November elections either. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Governor Tony Evers issued a statewide mask mandate yesterday afternoon to take effect on Saturday. More than 30 other states already have mask mandates in place to combat the coronavirus. The move has support from his fellow Democrats as well as Wisconsin bankers who say the mandate provides certainty for banks and businesses across the state that operate in multiple jurisdictions. Citizens are mandated to wear masks indoors or in confined outdoor spaces or risk a $200 fine. Exceptions include people with breathing issues, eating and drinking, speakers at religious services, and reporters delivering the news. In related news, there is no word on a rent freeze for the impending eviction epidemic. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. The Milwaukee Brewers home opener has been postponed following a player from the St. Louis Cardinals testing positive for COVID-19. The Cardinals are remaining in their team hotel and not heading to Miller Park. 6 games into the season of pandemic play, the crew is 3-3. The Cardinals aren't the only team catching the virus. Florida Marlins are dealing with an outbreak among players, and the Philadelphia Phillies have announced a coach and staffer have both tested positive for COVID-19. Highs today just shy of 80 degrees, overnight lows in the low 60s. Saturday highs around 80 with partly cloudy skies. Sunday high of 78 with a chance of showers in the late afternoon and early evening. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Milwaukee activist leader Frank Sensabaugh, better known as Frank Nitti, says he will not be in town during the expected DNC protests. Nitti has instead announced his plan to march from Milwaukee to Washington, D.C., intending to walk 30 miles each day. Nitti will begin August 3rd and hopes to arrive on August 28th, the anniversary of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Meanwhile, Michael Swapsy of Wichita, Kansas, is currently in Illinois and has been walking toward Milwaukee for the DNC to raise awareness for his 9-year-old son, who was handcuffed with a spit bag put over his head by school police for acting up in class. Highs today just shy of 80 degrees, overnight lows in the low 60s. Saturday, highs around 80 with partly cloudy skies. Sunday, high of 78 with a chance of showers in the late afternoon and early evening. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.